Hello, and welcome back to Season 2 of Baratha's News Balancing Act Podcast. How are you guys doing today? I know, it's been over 6 months. It's been a pretty long time since the last podcast that I put out. A lot has happened since, what was it, July? June, July? This is Baratha the Hutt, Emeritus. And I'm saying emeritus because I've moved out of a Quonset hut into a regular home. But this home was built in 1906, so I think, you know, with its historical significance, I have a feeling it's okay. And for all intents and purposes, I'm going to keep Baratha the Hutt as my moniker because it still sounds pretty cool. A lot has happened, so let's get right to it. First of all, I would like to talk about coronavirus, as everyone is. COVID-19 has definitely caused the world to stop and fall on its knees. Most of all, I think it's very important for us to sit back and thank all of the essential workers, all of the doctors and health professionals, all the nurses, the PAs, so on and so forth, the ERs, those working in ERs, those working on a research for a vaccine, thanking all the retail, all the grocery workers, all the restaurant workers for doing their best to keep us fed, all of the teachers who have been forced to go online, definitely the education system in America was not prepared for this at all. So to make teachers do everything online is a huge task because of all of the work that they need to do, working one-on-one with students. Now that has been taken away, so we can only see what will happen in the upcoming years, how students are affected by this. And a bunch of other professions, especially all the janitorial staff everywhere, they definitely also are facing all of these emergencies and fears. And, you know, they also deserve to be thanked for all the work that they do. And, of course, all of these people really are put in this unique predicament because of how America has responded very slowly to COVID-19. And, you know, because of that, we, all of us, need to do our part in trying to stay home as much as possible and only going out when we need to. Onwards to the next topic, which I think is a very big topic, is that my Michigan state representative, the Honorable Isaac Robinson, passed away last week, and all of the symptoms they had links to COVID-19. Definitely very saddened by the news of his passing. I met Isaac during a Bernie Sanders rally, when Bernie Sanders opened up an office in Detroit. Representative Robinson was there, and definitely he showed a lot of passion for his constituents, working tirelessly with the Teamsters before he was a politician, and making sure that all of the union members were treated fairly and equitably. And then when he decided to run for state representative, and he won, he worked nonstop in the state legislature to focus on the average American, or the average Michigander. And there's a lot of reports, a lot of news articles that came out saying that, you know, when COVID-19 started becoming widespread, he was one of the first members in the Michigan legislature to push for a lot of protection for us, and even towards his untimely death, he was fighting for us. So definitely a great man that was lost. I would definitely say that his passion and his stubbornness, in the most positive way possible, being so stringent and fighting for the average Michigander, he didn't focus on himself. He always focused on the other. And, you know, it just shows you that there are people out there willing to risk their lives to fight for everyone else. And he was one such example. So definitely rest in power, Isaac. And I have a feeling that there are a lot of people who have been inspired by you, just like me, who are trying to figure out what we can do next. Just to let you guys know, this is going to be a short podcast. So, I don't really have much else to say for now. This is just me rambling and just giving you guys a quick update on what's happening. Definitely I'm going to hand it off to Brothatan the Science Man to talk a little bit more about COVID-19. But since there's already a lot of news out there, it's going to be pretty short, and I have a feeling he's going to reiterate a lot of the things that all of the scientists and epidemiologists and the CDC have been telling you guys. So, let's hand it off. Brothatan the Science Man here. Thank you so much for listening to Brotha the Hut. And I'm just here for a couple of minutes just to remind everyone to wash your hands, stay inside, and to put in a plug, of which we are not being paid for, something called Folding at Home. Folding at Home is a great way for you to utilize your computer's RAM to help not me, but all of the other scientists in the United States try to understand the proteins of COVID-19 and the SARS virus that creates COVID-19. So if you have a chance, look it up. Please download it onto your laptops and computers and desktops and let it run in the background. It uses a percentage of your computer RAM so that we can all fight COVID-19 together. Definitely, it helps you be a little bit more involved in the problem-solving aspect of this epidemic. All right, so let me hand it back off to Baratha the Hutt. Thanks, Brothatan the Science Man. Unfortunately, there will be no court of opinion today. I will definitely put another podcast up sometime in the upcoming days. It'll probably be something called like Brotha's Road Trip Podcast. So not in this exact channel. And the main reason why is because I think I'm going to drive out to Western Michigan, but I will definitely avoid as many people as I can. Yeah, so as much as I told you guys to stay at home, I will stay at home as well, but I do want to take a nice solo drive around. Definitely, this quote-unquote road trip podcast will be very different, very novel for me. So we'll see what happens. No videos, again, just an audio, so you will probably, or most definitely, hear ambient noise from the environment while I'm driving. But it should hopefully be fun, soothing, stream of consciousness type of podcast. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to this short season 2 podcast. More coming for you guys. And, as always, see hope through all things.